time to thrive. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast with Dr. Lee Bockham. Join us as we explore ways that you can thrive in your life, regardless of what life throws at you. It's your life. Time to live it.
Hey, this is Lee Bockham. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you thrive no matter where you are in life and no matter what comes your way in life. Right now, we're in the midst of a series. The series is What Thrivers Do Differently, and we're looking at a number of pieces of the puzzle, a number of ways that thriving people do things a little bit differently. And we've covered a good many, and today we're going to cover another one. Today, I want to talk about how thrivers have high standards for themselves. They have very high personal standards. Now, last week I talked about boundaries. If you remember, a boundary was a no to other people. Well, a standard is something that's almost at the other end of that. It's a yes to ourselves. A definition of a standard that might be helpful for you is that a standard is what you expect of yourself. It's what you're going to live up to. Boundaries are a no to other people, but standards are a yes to yourself. This is a way that we create the boundaries to protect us, and then we allow ourselves to rise up to be the most we can be within our own expectations of ourselves. Now, this is a little bit different than rules. Sometimes people confuse standards with rules. Rules are external guidelines that are made by other people. Now, that's not what we're talking about, because those external guidelines, you might have to follow them. You know, we have to follow rules. We have to follow laws, because if we don't, there are external consequences. That's not the same as a standard. There are no, or there are not as many, external consequences to breaking your own internal standards, but there is a substantial cost to you. When you don't live up to your own standards, then you often live in that place where you don't feel good about yourself. Maybe your self-esteem is flagging a little bit. And, you know, part of what we've come up with in our country is this very dumbed down idea of self-esteem. What we've come to believe is that self-esteem is just feeling good about yourself. But really, Nathaniel Brandon, when he first talked about self-esteem, as he postulated that idea, what he said is self-esteem is feeling good about doing good. It's feeling good about yourself because you're doing good stuff. And part of what I understand of that is you're feeling good because you have high standards for yourself that you live within. Now, there are some people who claim that they have high standards. They would claim high standards for themselves, but that's not what they live. And when we're talking about standards, we're talking about things that you actually live within. So thrivers have high standards for themselves that they live out. It's not just that they could put them on paper and have these high standards for themselves, but they actually live them out. So these standards are internal expectations of ourselves that we actually live up to. You know, if you say you have a standard, but you don't live it out, then that is simply a statement. A true standard is one that you will live out day by day. Standards are sometimes what we do kind of behind closed doors when people don't know. And so if somebody says, you know, I'm an honest person, but behind closed doors, they're fudging their taxes, or they're changing the deals on sales, or they're somehow cheating out other people. While other people may think they are honest, they know within themselves that that's not entirely true. And so when we live out our standards, when we actually live that place out, then we've identified our true standards. So I want to talk about that difference, because sometimes people will say, well, you know, this is what I expect of myself, and they make a big show of it. But standards happen silently. Standards happen when nobody's watching. Standards happen when you consistently live your life in a way that you expect of yourself, no matter what's coming your way. It's not when it's convenient. It's what you do. If you only do it when it's convenient, it's just the easy path. Standards are what kick in when it's tough. When you're looking at those taxes and there's just not money that's going to pay it, you still don't fudge it. You still stick with it. When somebody has called you on something and you know they're right, you don't try to hide behind something. You tell the truth. You become honest. Now, notice that that's one of the big standards for people is honesty, but there are lots of others. One of the truths about standards is it's something you cannot put onto somebody else. You can't give your standard to somebody else. And I say that from a practical place, not a philosophical place. I've talked about standards in many different places, and I get challenges from parents who say, "Don't you think I should put my standards on my kids?" And my response is, well, it's not whether I think you should or not. It's the fact that you can't. You can't do that. For instance, let's stay for a moment with that idea of honesty. You can say, I'm going to be honest with everyone around me as much as I can be, right? I'm going to have a high level of honesty. I'm not going to lie to people. But you can't say to your kids, you cannot lie to people. You could say as a boundary, as we talked about last week, if you lie to me, there will be consequences. That would be a boundary. But you can't say to them, you can never lie, for one simple reason. You can't enforce that. You can't stop them. Let's say that you say to them, as trying to put your standard upon them, that you say, you always have to be honest. You always have to be truthful with everyone. And then they walk down the street to play with their friend, and they lie to their friend. And they go to school, and they lie to their teacher. And they go to their coach, and they lie to their coach. There's no way you could stop that. There's no way you could influence their behavior elsewhere. Now, there might be consequences when they're caught, but that's not the same as them taking on a standard. Remember, a standard is something you live up to. A boundary is what you do when somebody goes through past you, right? They break your fence. They step over your fence line. So a boundary is a no. A standard is a yes to yourself. A boundary is a no to other people. So you can't put them on other people. You can talk with others about the importance of standards. So when we're raising our kids, we can talk to them about the importance of honesty, and we can let them see us being honest. We can let them experience our standards, and in that way, we teach them about that. But you can't put your own standards on somebody else. What's interesting, as I've noticed about thrivers, is that thrivers are people who are constantly raising their standards, just like thrivers are constantly looking to strengthen their boundaries, to hold better boundaries, to understand boundaries better, to make sure that they feel safe. It's the same with standards. They're constantly looking for places where they can raise their standards. They can go to a different place. There's always a higher standard. There's always a bigger place to live into. And so thriving people begin to be people who expect more and more of themselves because they're taking more and more responsibility on for themselves. Remember, one of the earlier things about thrivers is that thrivers take 100% responsibility for their own lives. Again, that's not about blame. It's not about any fault. It's about how can I be responsible with my life? Standards is a place to step into that. It's a place to have more and more responsibility for your life because you're not playing games with other people. You're making sure you're living up to what you expect of yourself. You make sure that you're balancing that with what you expect of others in treating you. That's your boundaries. It begins to be hand in hand with boundaries. The stronger your boundaries are, the higher you can raise your standards. The higher your standards go, the more you're going to see the places where you need to have a boundary. And they go hand in hand, but they are separate pieces. The nice thing about life is that we are constantly at a place where we can learn more and grow more and develop more. And standards is one of those places because as we are growing through life, as we're developing ourselves through life, as age kind of takes us towards more and more wisdom, we become more and more aware of how we want to be. And we begin to see the consequences of what happens when we don't hold our standards. When we don't hold our boundaries. And as that wisdom comes in, we can then say, okay, how can I raise my standards to a new level? How can I raise my standards to a higher point and expect more of myself? The higher your standards, the more the people around you will respect that. The more the people around you will be pulled towards that, will be attracted to that, but will also see you as being more clearly defined by who you are, both the standards and the boundaries. That's the important thing about thriving, is that the more we're able to set those boundaries, people know how to treat us. The more we move to live up to a standard, the more we are saying we are important, and the more we're saying others are important, and the more we are saying that we are going to be authentic. And I'll notice the connection there. Thriving people are working to be more authentic. And a place where that comes in is the authenticity of living up to what you say, of truly being who you say you want to be and living that out. So how do you find these standards? Well, there's one way you can really begin to see what's important to you. Look around at what you think are the important traits in life. If you were to sit down and just write the top 10 important traits in life, as you write them down, you might think, well, this is just obvious. But what you might notice is when you begin to compare it to other people, not everybody are going to share your traits. They are going to be your standards, not everybody else's, but your standards. And so as you begin to talk about that and think about that and maybe even write down those 10 traits that you think are very important, you'll notice how you fit into them. Now, it's not that at this point you're going to say, wow, I'm 100% that, but you're beginning to name the places you want to grow into. Some of them you'll look at and say, that's exactly me. That's what something that I treasure, and that's something that I am. And when you do that, you will have noticed more and more of your standards. Think about people you know who have just one trait that you think is outstanding. And sometimes people have a trait to the point that it really almost gets them into trouble. My mother-in-law was a dear soul, and one of her core traits, core standards that she wouldn't have named it that, but that's what it was loyalty. If she was on your side, she was on your side, come thick or thin. She would defend you as much as she could. She treasured loyalty. That was her standard. Now, could it get her in trouble? Absolutely. But she saw that as such an important thing that she would always put out that loyalty. She would always be loyal to those around her. That's a standard. And it's something that she found important in other people. So begin to think about what are the top 10 traits that you would put down as being important traits for being a human. And then reflect on how do you live up to those. Or you can look around and say, what do you value in a friend? Usually what we value in a friend is a standard. Now, you might have to turn around and say, am I living that out? But when we are looking for that in somebody else, maybe it's loyalty, maybe it's honesty, maybe it's kindness, maybe it's a loving spirit, maybe, you know, it's somebody who just fulfills what they say they're going to do. I mean, there can be lots of different pieces. But as you begin to think about that, what is it you look for in a friend? What is it you value in a friend? That's going to tell you some of what are going to be your standards. If you find them important in a friend, you probably are going to think they're pretty important for you to live out. Whether you're living them out now or not, doesn't matter. You're still pointing to those standards in your own life. So make a list of 10 things that you think are just important traits, and then think about how they fit into your life as a standard. Make a list of 10 things that you value in a friend. You might not even be able to come up with 10, but try to go for 10 and then think, how does that apply to you? And then look at how you can raise your standards. Take them up a notch. If you say, you know, I think you should always be honest with other people, how can you be more of that? Can you look at the places where that doesn't happen in your life and strengthen it? There's always another place where a standard can be raised to. There's always another place to grow into. That's the thing about thriving. It's about growing. And here you're growing into higher and higher and bigger and better standards for yourself. And as you do that, you'll notice that it goes hand in hand with higher and higher and bigger and better and more clearly defined boundaries that you have with other people. So then how do you work on this? Well, what I would suggest is once you have your list of 10 things that are important and 10 things that you value in a friend, and you'll notice that there's some carryover, look at the ones that stand out as the most important to you. Pick only one or two. Don't try to go after all of them. We can always add and raise the standards for things as we go. But for this experiment, pick one or two. And then ask yourself the question, how are you living that now? Are you at 100%? Are you at 90%? Are you 80%, 70%? What point are you at in living that piece out? What value are you living out fully? And maybe there's some that you see that there's room for growth. What many people discover is once they've lived out one, what they consider to be 100%, they realize they weren't really at 100%, that there's something else beyond that. There's another layer beyond that to learn from. But wherever you are, begin to say, how can I raise it to the next level? How can I go to the next level up? Just choose one or two. And remember this, standards are built in habits. So if you want to raise your standard, you have to make that new action around that standard a habit. An easy way to do that is to track it day by day. Think about each morning, how will you live out that one or two traits that you find to be important, those one or two standards that you want to raise? How do you want to live that out? Now, you can combine this exercise because we've already talked about having a gratitude journal. You can add that into that. You can start the morning by saying, okay, what are the things for which I'm thankful for? Now, what are the couple of things that I want to do to live out my higher standard? At the end of the day, as you're reviewing your gratitude journal, if you're looking at the things for which you're appreciative and you're living within that, you can then ask yourself the question, how did I do? Did I live it out the way I wanted to? Now, this is not your chance to chastise yourself, to tear yourself down. It's a chance to say, I've got a new start tomorrow. Remember, we've talked about those thoughts. You can let your thoughts get you down about what didn't happen, or you can begin to say, I'm going to let go of what happened today. The things that went well, great. The things that didn't go so well, I'm going to raise it up. I'm going to go to the next level, and tomorrow I'm going to try again. We get a fresh start each day to live a higher standard, to live out better boundaries. Take advantage of that. In the morning, think about how you're going to live it out that day. In the evening, review how you did. That will be a course corrector, not a punishment. It's not a chance to just say, bad me, bad me. It's a chance to say, I can do it better tomorrow. I can live up a higher point tomorrow. And as you do that, you'll notice that slowly your standards begin to grow. And after you've got the two that you've chosen, go back and pick another one or two. And after you've got those pretty much cemented in and you got the habits that support that, pick another two. And what you quickly discover is that you've joined the thrivers by being the person who continually raises your standard to the next level. This is Lee Balcom wishing you a thriving life as you work to raise your standards higher and higher, as you set better and better boundaries, and as you grow as a person.
Listening to the Thriveology podcast. Thank you for listening. If you want more information, visit us at Thriveology.com or at ThriveologyMagazine.com. Remember that Thriveology is spelled T-H-R-I-V-E-O-L-O-G-Y. It's your life. Time to live it.